Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Hour number three. Good to have you with us on a Tuesday afternoon. We'll take you up till 4 o'clock. Craig Hoffman at that point. Don't forget, tomorrow night, we'll be back with you from 1 to 4, of course, tomorrow. But tomorrow night, after Craig, from Capital One Arena and the concourse out there, old Linnell Willingham will be, on site, and he will be hosting and anchoring our NBA draft coverage, as he pretty much does, every year, or at least for as long as I can remember. So Linnell will be, on site at Capital One Arena, doing that, for, 980 and I believe also 106.7 The Fan, because the Nationals are playing in San Diego. I think they have an afternoon game tomorrow, if memory serves me correct, but I'd have to double check that. Just too much going on. So yeah, he'll be 7 to 11 live right here on the Team 980, uninterrupted after Craig, from Capital One Arena. Meanwhile, on 106.7 The Fan, Linnell will be, after the Nationals coverage, but I'm having trouble pulling up my schedule. Sorry about that. Computer acting weird, and slow, and I've got it all on a document, and it is not being, kind and friendly to moi. So, just want to make sure everybody knows that we will have you covered, for the NBA draft, of course, as we do each and every year. So tonight's Nats game and coverage starts at 9:10, as did last night's, with, Nats on Deck, Charlie and Dave, and then the play by play at 9:40. Tomorrow, it is indeed a day game, so they start at 3:40 on the coverage, 4:10 for the first pitch. Coverage probably ending, you know, roughly around 7:30, give or take, kind of depending on some variable factors. And then Linnell will already be doing the show from 7 on, starting tomorrow night. And he will be doing it at approximately 7:30 on 106.7 The Fan. So again, two different choices for you. Certainly highly encourage you to listen, either way, and certainly on Team 980. And if you want to listen on the Odyssey app or what have you, Linnell will have you covered there, and he'll have a bunch of different guests stopping by. So we will have plenty of draft coverage for you, of course, tomorrow afternoon, and as well, on Thursday as we wrap up the first round and what is presumably two picks for the Wizards. Now, what we don't know is if the Wizards will actually still be on the clock at 6 and 18, right? We just don't know that. So like, there's been rumors, and again, who knows what is true, what is not, about them potentially moving up to number 2, number 3. And that could certainly be, and it could be before the draft. It could be before picks. It could be right after picks. Remember, Bilal Coulibaly was not originally drafted by the Wizards. It was in a weird deal with the Pacers for whatever reason. So again, and it was post the selection. So you have to always keep that in mind, that even though they're on the clock at six, and even if they go on the clock and they don't make a trade and they select a player, it doesn't mean that that player is staying in Washington. It might be for another team to secure that player, say, New Orleans at seven, or Brooklyn at eight, or Toronto at nine, somebody else that wants to move up but doesn't want to move up unless they know they can get the player that they desire. Same thing kind of for the Wizards. I would expect if the Wizards move up, probably it would be no higher than number three, where it seems like the Sixers are kind of all over the place. But you don't move up until you know the player that you covet the most is there. And a lot of times that means doing it post selection or in the midst of the selection, meaning you work out the terms while you're on the clock. Say the Sixers in this case might take, I don't know, maybe take Ace Bailey. And Washington didn't want to wait till six if that was the player that they coveted. And there's lots of different conjecture. There's lots of different things. I mentioned, I do think a defensive stalwart or a defensive primary player is in contention here for the Wizards. Even though they need scoring, they still need clearly defense. And if you look at where Will Dawkins came from and where Michael Wenger originally was and how they built Oklahoma City into now the NBA champions, it was defense, 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 defense. That's what they're known for, suffocating, swarming defense. And that's what, by the way, Alex Saar and Bilal Coulibaly had on their resume when they were selected. They weren't finished or even close to being finished offensive products. They were defense first. And it hasn't worked out well enough yet. Part of that is because Coulibaly has been banged up in both of his first 2 years, the last 5-6 weeks of the year. Part of it is that. Part of it is there's not enough good surrounding cast to really crank up the team defense. Well, how do you do that? You go out and get a third guy that's known as defense first, and then you work on the offensive potential or the offensive inconsistency or the offensive, shelf that you can tap into or what have you. That's the way I believe. I don't know, but I believe if you got Will Dawkins to speak with truth serum, I believe he would rather have a player that he feels is a defensive stalwart or can be, has great athleticism, which is part of why you're a great defensive player, but also has the potential to develop into a very good offensive player. Now, I think that player out of the two, Bilal Coulibaly or Alex Saar, is clearly Alex Saar more than Coulibaly. But that doesn't mean Coulibaly, even though he was, a top 10 pick, doesn't mean that he can't help them contend for a championship at some point, too. But you need probably more than Coulibaly and Saar. You need probably more than that. Oklahoma City is not one defensive player, is not two. They need more than that. So I would not put it, I would not just dismiss the notion that they are going to go and get an offensive first player. I'm not telling you that they won't, but part of the thought process, part of the philosophy has to be, it should be, it's certainly an indication of where they came from and what they've done with the first two picks that they've had, is that this player at six overall could be a defensive player first, before you get into the offensive part of their game. I'm going to get you some names in a sec. But first, I want you to listen to John Fanta, a college hoops expert. He is very passionate about the game. He's been a guest on a number of our shows before. He was a guest, I think, on JP and B. Mitch was it, AMAC?
No, this was College Sports Today.
Oh, I'm sorry. On College Sports Today on SiriusXM. My fault.
On College Sports Today.
So on College Sports Today, which is a show that AMAC is obviously involved in over at SiriusXM. My bad. I got my things twisted here. But John Fanta is a very passionate college basketball guy. So he knows a lot of these prospects inside and out from, of course, college basketball. It remains to be seen how they translate to the NBA. But he was asked about where this draft kind of starts, right? If we all assume that Cooper Flagg is going number one, which I don't think anybody thinks that's not happening. And now it seems like Harper is going number two to San Antonio. If we're assuming that is the does the draft start at number three with the Philadelphia 76ers? Here's Fanta.
With the third pick. San Antonio, to me, is taking Dylan Harper second. And to the people who don't think that, you know, Steph Castle and De'Aaron Fox and how everything fits, it's going to fit. Yeah, Dylan Harper, we just learned in the NBA Finals, guys, you can never have enough backcourt weapons. See Indiana last night. Like, they did fight because Ben Mathurin and T.J. McConnell. T.J. McConnell is just a warrior out there and has been. It starts at number three with Philadelphia. The 76ers are in a very unique predicament right now because so much of their money is locked up with Paul George, Joel Embiid, and Tyrese Maxey. They're trying to win now. Who do you get to win now? I believe you get Vijay Edgecombe from Baylor. I think he's one of the best defensive players in this draft. He averaged over 15 points per game, 6 rebounds, 3 assists per game, you know, an all Big 12 guy. He's a little bit undersized, but I think if you're Philadelphia, you're trying to bolster your backcourt with different weapons. You've got mainstream stars, and yes, you could use somebody to bolster your front court, but I think you'd be shooting out of your shoes at number three to do that. You could move back. That's why the draft starts at three, because there's the Ace Bailey predicament. Ace Bailey's stock has fallen in recent weeks. He didn't schedule a formal workout with a team. His camp has been stubborn at times to deal with. Just being real, they were stubborn to deal with in his time at college. They've been stubborn to deal with in the recent weeks. And as a result, it does make you say, could Ace Bailey fall to 6, 7, or 8? Would a team like Washington or the New Orleans Pelicans say, we really want Ace Bailey that bad, we're going to work out a trade with the 76ers? The draft, to me, starts with the third pick in how Philadelphia, a team that you wouldn't have predicted at the start of the season, Philadelphia would be in the top three of the NBA draft. You would have said they had a better shot of being in the top three in the NBA because they tried to assemble a super team and Maxey was coming off such a sensational year with Embiid as a potential MVP candidate. The draft starts with the third pick. We could see a trade. I predict we will see a trade.
All right, that is John Fanta on College Sports Today on SiriusXM. So I wanted to bring that up because that, I agree. I think everybody agrees that's where the draft starts. But while we were playing that, I looked at Twitter, and what do you know? We have breaking news, and we have a big, big Wizards trade to announce right here as being reported by Shams Charania of ESPN. So why don't we hit the breaking news sounder right here, right now, on the Team 980. All right, here's the trade as reported by Shams Charania of ESPN. The New Orleans Pelicans are trading C.J. McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, and a future second-round pick to the Wizards for Jordan Poole, Sadiq Bey, and the number 40 overall pick. Shams Charania of ESPN, basically Jordan Poole for C.J. McCollum, Kelly Olynyk part of the deal and coming to Washington, and a future second-round pick, but Washington no longer has the 40 pick or the 40 overall pick in Thursday afternoon, whenever they're doing that, the number 40 pick in the second round. So an instant look at that trade, right, kind of looks like this. First of all, C.J. McCollum was banged up last year. He had a foot injury and whatnot, so he missed some time, right? He was out. Let me see. C.J. McCollum played in 56 games last year in the regular season and averaged 21.1 points per game, 4.1 assists, 3.8 rebounds, almost a steal per game, a half a block per game, and less than 2 turnovers a game. C.J. McCollum finished up with a foot injury. So that is part of the deal. And you have to kind of factor that in. We don't know where his health is, but the last game he played was on March 23rd. So he wound up missing basically almost the last month of the season. But that being said, when you look at C.J. McCollum, I think what you get is a consistent and reliable scorer. And he averaged 21.1 points per game last year, which we mentioned. And for his career, if you look at C.J. McCollum, his career started in Portland, right? And then went on to New Orleans. He's averaged, C.J. McCollum, 45.3% from the floor, almost 40% from three, and overall 19.6 points per game. If you wanted somebody who is known for their consistency, that's what the Wizards just got. If this deal goes down as reported, that's what the Wizards got. Jordan Poole, no doubt about it, has higher end athleticism, skill, but there has always been a kind of a helter-skelter nature to him, right? I mean, I think that's fair. I don't think I'm saying anything bad about Jordan Poole. There's always been a more up and down nature to Jordan Poole's game with the Wizards, with the Warriors, what have you. We know that he's been, on the trading block for a little while. That's not a surprise. They picked him up in the Chris Paul trade. They inherited his contract. They got 2 years out of him, two obviously very unsuccessful years. But he averaged 20.5 points a game last year, 3 rebounds, 4.5 assists, shot 43.2% from the floor. I would say he was more consistent last year than he probably was in his first year here in Washington. But the bottom line is they wanted probably more A, veteran leadership, B, more consistency. And I would say that the Wizards, the one thing that, well, there's many things that they lacked. The thing that they lacked in a lot of ways was, again, just night in, night out, somebody you could hang your hat on one way or the other, right? It would seem like the Wizards would play good for two or three games and then would just be terrible for six, whether it be defensively, offensively, what have you. It would seem like Jordan Poole could be a really, really, really nice fit for a number of games and then go through some struggles. And maybe that's just, again, part of being in the NBA. If you look at Jordan Poole, okay, and you just kind of look at the last games in his tenure with the Washington Wizards, again, if this trade goes down as reported, 19 points on 50% shooting from the floor against Indiana on the road Tuesday, April 8th. Against Boston, two nights before that, also on the road in a 35-point loss, shot 42.9%, but only 15 points. The game before that, final home game that he played in versus Sacramento, shot 57.1 from the floor, 23 points. The game before that, also at home against the Miami Heat in a loss, shot 53.8% from the three-point line, 58.8% overall, had 35 points. The game before that, two nights before that, loss against Brooklyn at home, played 21 minutes, 12 points, shot 22% from the field. So just in those last five games that he played, you don't need to know anything about Jordan Poole other than he is high-end, high-capable, or capable of playing high-end basketball. But he is also inconsistent. He is a roller coaster. He is not as consistent as I believe C.J. McCollum is. Jordan Poole probably has, again, higher end potential. Almost surely does. C.J. McCollum has more consistency. I believe that. And if you look at C.J. McCollum's career, That's what the numbers, that's what the back of the baseball card, or in this case, the back of the basketball card shows you. He's a near 40% career three-point shooter. He's a career 45.3% perimeter or, regular shooter. Again, nearly 40% from three. We know how important the three-point game is. He's averaged 19.6 points a game in his career. 21-1 last year, 20.0 exactly the year before that, 20.9, 22.1, 24.3, 20.5, 23. You get the point. He's going to give you 20 points, and he's going to give you McCollum is probably going to give you three or four assists every night, and he's going to give you three or four rebounds, and that's basically going to be his production. Now, is he a little bit older? Certainly than Jordan Poole? Absolutely. Absolutely. He's 33 years old. So you have to factor in what this could also be too, which is A, sort of getting out of the Jordan Poole business and contract, and also B, then spending CJ McCollum somewhere else, either this summer or at the trade deadline, or next year. I haven't looked into the contract yet, got to do that, but that's the breaking news. CJ McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, and a future second-round pick coming to the Wizards from the New Orleans Saints in exchange for Jordan Poole, Sadiq Bey, and the number 40 overall pick in this year's NBA draft. Your reaction to that, Wizards fans? Let us know, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jaylen Brown at a dozen, 11 for Al Horford.
Good move.
Step back, CJ, he's working.
All right, CJ McCollum on the return there. That was one of his buckets. And again, if you're looking for somebody who is largely consistent, that's CJ McCollum in a nutshell. Now, he's 33, so this is an interesting move, as was pointed out on Twitter. I don't think we mentioned his age, but Sports Politics and Coffee is his subheading, at SPC underscore Harry. So thank him. Thank you, Harry, for weighing in. How is trading away two mid 20-year-olds and a 40th overall pick for two mid 30-year-olds a good thing? At least the 20-year-olds were mid-season trade options for desperate times, for desperate teams. Well, that's a great question. I think it's more than fair, right? And I think, again, you look at how this Wizards team has been rebuilt, and there's kind of been mixed messages. There's been going with youth. There's been going with veterans that have been added to the mix. There have been veterans that have been signed and then traded away. Valachunas was one of them. In this particular case, what I can gather, number one, is, again, and I think this is going to be the theme of the day, consistency. Jordan Poole wasn't very consistent or wasn't consistent enough for their liking. And CJ McCollum is. That's number one. That's where I think you start. Number two, I think what you also look at is we were just looking at the numbers, and AMAC found this. He signed a two-year $64 million extension a couple of years ago in 2022 with New Orleans that would take him through the 2025-2026 season. So that means CJ McCollum has 1 year left to go on his contract, right? And it's I think roughly, I don't have the exact number, about 30-ish million dollars, somewhere in that range, for this upcoming year. Well, that is a very enticing contract for somebody to take on and do something with CJ McCollum via trade, either now or soon, or again at the trade deadline. He is a free agent. If there is no contract extension or no reworking of any deal or whatever at the end of this year, so the Wizards could get a huge expiring contract, or a team acquiring him could get a huge expiring contract. And again, I don't look, if you're just looking at it from an age perspective, CJ McCollum and the Wizards are not going to look great on this end, but I truly believe you have to look at it for more than just that. You can't just look at it as the raw bottom line numbers of, oh, they traded Jordan Poole's what, 26, right? Jordan Poole is 26. He's 26. I mean, you can't just look at Jordan Poole 26, CJ McCollum 33, and say the Wizards got hosed here. I mean, trust me, they can't possibly be that dumb. They're not that dumb. There is a thought process here. There has to be a thought process here that either, again, you can trade CJ McCollum at the deadline or even after this summer, one of two possibilities. And I guess the last of those possibilities would be letting his contract expire and having an expiring big contract. And the NBA salary cap's all weird, so I'm not going to try and get too deep into it. But I guess those would be the options, right? And you get yourself out of Jordan Poole's money for, what, the final year of his deal? So that's one part of it. And on top of that, you get a player that you think, A, is going to, if you're going to keep him, score 20 points a game and be consistent and be a good veteran leader and be a good influence on whoever else you're drafting and adding to the mix. Not only that, but the young guys that you currently have in play on the team right now, again, Koulibaly, A.J. Johnson, Bob Carrington, Keyshawn George, Alex Saar, so on and so forth, right? You think that's the deal. Now, what you also think, and what this also probably indicates, right, is now, remember when we were talking, AMAC, about this right before we got the trade? And we said they are likely to draft, or at least I thought it was very possible, a defensive first player.
Yeah.
If you have 20 points a game, if your plan is to keep CJ McCollum, and again, that's an if, not an absolute. If your plan is to keep him, then wouldn't it make more sense to now be more defensively oriented? because you are thinking, hey, we have 20 points a game, essentially, maybe even a little bit more because there's a lack of scoring on this team. So I kind of lean more towards what I was asking at the end of last hour and the first part of this hour, don't you?
I mean, I think that all depends on, you know, who's available in the draft. You know, I don't think you focus in on defense necessarily, but I think that it kind of solidifies your case a little bit more, but I still think that you want to get the, especially with the roster makeup that the way it is now, you want to get the best player that's available to you.
Yeah. Oh, and I agree with that. And I should be clear. I don't want to say that they won't take the best player available, but I think if there's a lean, and I thought this before the CJ McCollum trade, if there was a lean, it would be lean defensively with more of a finished defensive component of the game and more of a higher upside athletically and offensively, which basically describes Bilal Coulibaly and Alex Saar. And, oh, by the way, kind of basically describes what they built in Oklahoma City. And yes, Sam Presti is the lead guy in that, but Will Dawkins was a big part of that. He was absolutely instrumental in that until 2 years ago when he came here. Michael Wenger was there before that. So you have to factor all of that stuff in. There's kind of a DNA and a fingerprint here, and that's where I'm leaning, especially after this trade. I'm not saying I know anything definitively whatsoever, but that is the breaking news. All right, your reaction coming up. We'll try and squeeze in some Nats, obviously, with everything going on now. This kind of makes us refocus our attention. But 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 is the number for you to hop aboard right here in the final 20 minutes or so of the radio program. The Wizards making a big deal. Details coming up right now. All right, indeed. As we've been telling you about ESPN, Shams Charania first on the scene, as he is for pretty much everything. The Wizards reportedly have agreed to acquire veteran 33-year-old CJ McCollum and Kelly Olynyk, a forward who's bounced around to a couple of teams, including the Boston Celtics, and a future second-round pick. That in exchange for Jordan Poole, the 26-year-old, and Sadiq Bey, plus the number 40 overall pick in this year's draft. Now, again, the Wizards will get a future second-round pick. Olynyk averaged 10.7 points a game, 5.9 rebounds in just 20 games for New Orleans last year. McCollum's year shortchanged by a foot injury, 21.1, 3.8 rebounds, and 4.1 assists in just 56 games. But he is 33 years old. He is on a one-year contract, or 1 year remaining on his contract, where Jordan Poole had 2 years remaining on his deal. So that's the big news. Of course, we will have extensive NBA draft coverage for you. Craig Hoffman is coming up next from 4 to 7, as well. Linnell Willingham will be at Capital One Arena for the Wizards and their draft night, number 6 and number 18 as of now on the clock, and we'll have full extensive coverage for you from 7 to 11 o'clock tomorrow night right here on the Team 980. From the NFL, Aaron Rodgers told Pat McAfee of ESPN he's pretty sure this will be his final NFL season. He's 41 years old and, of course, just signed on with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Also from the NHL, the New York Islanders have the number one overall pick in Friday night's entry draft in Los Angeles. The Islanders, with their new general manager, say they are not trading. They are not trading their number one overall pick. The Capitals are expected to be shopping that pick, or their first round pick, should say, throughout the rest of the week, and everything is up for grabs, so they say. And that is what's trending.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Good to have you with us on the Team 980. In case you missed it, breaking news earlier this hour as we've kind of touched on, well, really kind of dominated the last half an hour or so of conversation. The Wizards making a big reported trade. It's not official yet. It's a big reported trade the night before the NBA draft by trading Jordan Poole, Sadiq Bey, and the number 40 overall pick to the New Orleans Pelicans in exchange for C.J. McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, and a future number 2. If you're joining us now on the stream, on the Odyssey app or wherever, we appreciate you being aboard. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 if you want to weigh in quickly on the trade. Again, we don't have a whole lot of details. We've tried to provide you as many details as we could come, being that this wasn't a big rumor. It's not like I had a whole lot on C.J. McCollum ready to go in the artillery. But I happen to know a pretty decent amount of C.J. McCollum. Watched him for a long time in his previous stops, Portland and New Orleans. I've always liked the player. I think, again, consistency is number one. I do worry a little bit about age, but we don't know if he's going to be here. That's obvious. Again, 1 year left on his contract, various reasons. Age, 1 year left on his contract, consistency, scoring, stroke, all of that stuff, veteran leadership is why you could see C.J. McCollum probably not being here very long term. But I can't rule it out, right? Like yesterday, Chris Middleton picked up his player option. It was like $33 million. He's staying here unless somebody's willing to take on that money and that expiring contract. But he's staying here. So if you look right now, the Wizards right now have C.J. McCollum, Chris Middleton, Bob Carrington, and whatever else you want to throw back there as your top three guards. And I think, again, without the ability to know who they're going to draft tomorrow night and without the ability to know what exactly the plan is, I think if you roll that out on opening night, you could do a lot worse. And what they're saying is, listen, we have retooled the roster and added all of this young A.J. Johnson is also a part of that mix. Recent first round pick, right? Not of the Wizards, but of the Milwaukee Bucks. They acquired him at the deadline. I think you can look at what they're rolling out now and say, all right, if you have, again, if you have those four guys, and it's not Anthony, it's Akeem. Sorry about that. I just, AJ Johnson. If you have those four guys, and that is the backcourt that you roll out to start the year, you can do a lot worse than that. As a matter of fact, I would take my chances with that, right? Am I missing something? I don't know. I mean, I'm not claiming to be an NBA expert by any means, but if you could roll that out on opening night, and if that is your plan for, I don't know, at least the first couple of months of the basketball season, that's not a bad plan by any stretch, right? I don't think. Maybe I'm missing something. But Middleton picking up his $33 million option yesterday and then adding McCollum's money, subtracting Poole's money, gives you, again, a veteran presence, gives you, some flexibility in terms of the cap and all that stuff. And, again, there's no guarantee that both Middleton and McCollum will be on the roster, but I would say with Poole now gone, that opportunity increases, one. Two, I would say that it's likely that Middleton or McCollum will probably not finish the year with the Wizards and whatever you get back in return. So that's where I would kind of weigh in initially on this without being able to crunch everything and without being able to give it a whole lot more thought is right now, if you choose to open the NBA season like this, I think you can win some games that way. Not win 50 games. We're not talking about that. I'm talking about having consistency, having veteran leadership, having guys that are willing to teach the young guys like Bilal Coulibaly, like Alex Sarr, like AJ Johnson, like Bob Carrington, like Keyshawn George, like whoever they're going to draft tomorrow night, the right way to do things and what it takes to play night in, night out in the NBA. Jordan Poole was never going to be able to do that, ever. Talented, young, exciting at times, maddening at other times. He was never going to be able to do that. Chris Middleton can, and so can CJ McCollum. And I think there is something to that. Again, I have told you all along, the Wizards, in my definition of tanking, are not tanking, have not tanked. They have retooled, they have rebuilt, they have twisted, they have regained assets. They have become younger at times, but they've also become older at times. Again, the trades last year for Chris Middleton and Marcus. Oh, I forgot about Marcus Smart. Is he still on the roster or is he a free agent? I don't know if he's still on the roster. I forgot about him. I mean, the Wizards, they're probably going to look very different than, of course, they look right now on paper. But for right now, if you want to tell me, hey, man, we're going to roll out Chris Middleton, CJ McCollum, AJ Johnson, Bob Carrington, and Marcus Smart. And again, I don't think it's going to be all of that, probably 4/5 of that. I could see that. I could see where you could win some games, where you could be competitive, where you could teach the young guys how to play and how to win. See, this is the thing that I've never understood about the tanking society of America. How do you learn how to win? How do you learn how to be a good professional? How do you learn how to play consistently night in, night out when you're trying to lose, when you're nothing about anything other than trying to surrender to get the best odds in a wackadoo system called the NBA draft lottery? How do you do that? Well, clearly, Will Dawkins and Michael Winger don't believe in that. They don't believe in that philosophy like everybody thought they did. They have retooled. They have rebuilt. They have reloaded. They have shuffled the deck. There is no doubt about that. But they value what I value, which is veteran leadership and trying to win and trying to do it while trying to win and while trying to develop that way retooling the roster and getting as many assets as you can to move around as much as you can. And don't forget, just because they made this trade today and just because of whatever other moves, that doesn't mean that they can't use some of these assets to move around tomorrow night. Say if they want to move up from number six, right, to get to number two and draft Harper, which I don't think they want to do, but maybe that's in play. Or maybe another move is in play that we're not thinking about. Maybe, and I wanted to get into this early on in the show, or earlier, I should say, in the show. I, again, truly believe that a great defensive player is going to be what they're going to be looking for first and primarily. And again, maybe I could be wrong on that. But if you look at some of the advanced metrics and some of the stuff that people have put out from ESPN and whatnot, a guy like VJ Edgecombe, I mean, is it possible that if he somehow gets past, say, Philadelphia at three or Utah right in front of Washington or whatever, if Edgecombe is there, I think that's the pick. I think he's more stable than, you know, what's his name? Ace Bailey. Sorry, drawing a blank. And if you kind of look at this, let me give you a little something here. This is from ESPN, right? So they do this analytics column. I forget who did it, but I'll get you the name. It says Edgecombe was the second best freshman in terms of BPM, in large part because of his defensive contributions. BPM is, I guess, basketball player meter or whatever the hell it is. His projected steal rate, 2.2 per 100 plays, is the best of any prospect ranked in the top 80. And Edgecombe will be one of just eight drafted guards in my database with a steal rate of better than 2.0 while projected to block at least 1% of opponent two-point attempts. Whatever all that means is he can block. He can contest shots. He can steal. He can play defense. He can get in your shorts. And he can be a pain in the ass. This was from an ESP. You know what I'm talking about. This is from Kevin Pelton, who's like the analytics dude for the ESPN NBA component and the NBA draft. And again, remember where Will Dawkins came from. Remember what the DNA of what they built in Oklahoma City is. It's not offense. It's defense. It's defense. It's defense. It's defense. So would it be any surprise? Should it be any surprise at all if defense is the first priority? We'll have much more on this tomorrow when the dust settles a little bit. I have a chance to obviously dig even deeper into all this, but that's my initial thoughts right here, right now. I apologize to the Nationals because we didn't have a whole lot of time for them. We mentioned them in the start of our show, and there is a lot to chew on there. We'll get to a lot of that or as much of that as we can tomorrow. But the big breaking news of the Wizards trade in the 3 o'clock hour kind of derailed us in a different direction. And we cover the breaking news because that's what we're supposed to do. All right. So just hang tight, Nationals fans. We'll get to you and we'll see what they do tonight in San Diego. After a series opening win. Coming up next, we'll finish up the show. Dumb Dumb of the Day is straight ahead on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, you guys know that I have very little regard for Roger Goodell and the National Football League. I think it's the dumbest sports league on planet Earth, and they have hoodwinked and suckered you guys into thinking they are perfect just because they're the most popular and because the television ratings, which are a fraud to begin with, tell you that everybody loves the NFL and everything's perfect and everything's right, right? Yet, there is no dumber sports league on, again, planet Earth. And I've said it over and over and over again, and I'll say it again right here, right now. Story came out this morning, Mike Florio and Pablo Torre. Apparently, an independent arbitrator wrote that there is, quote unquote, little question that the NFL Management Council, with the blessing and support of Commissioner Roger Goodell, quote unquote, encouraged teams to reduce guarantees in NFL contracts during a 2022 owners meeting. However, the arbitrator ruled in favor, essentially, of the NFL, because even though they found there to be basically collusion, they ruled that there is not enough evidence to verify that collusion occurred. They're saying there is little question that the NFL Management Council, with the blessing and of the commissioner, Roger Goodell, they encouraged the 32 NFL clubs to reduce guarantees in veterans' contracts during this annual owner meeting. This is actually in the ruling, okay? But the bottom line is this. Why on planet Earth, if you are Roger Goodell, if you are the NFL Management Council, if you were anything of the sort, why on earth would you put that in a meeting in which there are public owners, management, that there are all sorts of different elements at play where that could get back to the NFLPA? Why? Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you do that? Not in email, not in text, not in any other way, but when you're drinking all your brandy at the frickin' bar, you talk to your people. You talk to your owners and say, yeah, it's a problem. We've got to reduce guarantees. This way nobody can trace it to you. This way nobody can accuse you and find you essentially guilty of collusion. You don't do it during an annual league meeting. And you certainly don't do it so that the NFLPA can sue your ass and get a ruling that, yes, actually collusion occurred. We just can't ultimately prove it. And that is how we end the show. What a dumb thing, as usual, by the NFL. Again, an incredibly dumb sports league, an incredibly dumb leadership. They think they can do whatever they want and get away with it. And none of that is true. They're going to get away with it legally, but we all know that they've been colluding for years, and especially after the Deshaun Watson deal. And here you go. So kudos to, I guess, Pro Football Talk and Pablo Torre's Find Out podcast and whatever. Florio called it the most significant ruling in American sports since 1994. I don't know if it is or it isn't, but it is a bad, bad, bad look for the NFL. All right, we have to end it right there. Thanks to AMAC. Craig Hoffman coming up next. See you tomorrow at 1. Adios on the Team 980.
Thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Russo. Goodbye.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run.
the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Grede, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grede, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.